Hello everyone, and welcome to our podcast hosted by me. My name is Rizwan, and by my co-host.
My name is Ryan.
And it doesn't really matter what we talk about, because this is Talking Shit Podcast.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about Kazakh cuisine. So, hello Rizwan.
Hello Ryan.
Right, so in today, I'm going to ask you a few questions. I guess you can answer them to the best of your ability. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's just, you know, start. Okay. Let's begin.
The first question is, what's the basis of Kazakh food, I'd say?
Well, so every kind of food in Kazakh cuisine based on whether meat or milk product, because this is, you know, what our, you know, ancestors had back in the days. Like we had only meat or something based on milk. So
cow's milk, right?
Well, there is several type of, you know, milks. Like we have mare's milk.
Mare's milk.
Yeah, it's called kumis. Yeah. Also, we have camel's milk.
Camel's milk. Yeah, camel's milk. What I'm saying, all these type of milks are animal milk. They're not like nut milks or anything like this. They all come from animals.
Of course. Because Kazakh people are farmers, you know, in terms of we have, as I said, kumis, which is, you know, a drink based on a fermented mare's milk.
Yeah. And what is mare?
Mare is a female horse.
Oh, right.
Yeah. mare, it's called.
I don't know. It's silly, actually.
Okay, it happens. So there is a shubat. It's like beverage. And the main ingredient of this beverage is camel milk. There's also like a tea, but tea is not, you know, from, you know, Kazakh. Yeah. I don't know, like Kazakhstan. Okay, let's say that.
It's more thing.
No, it's more like, I mean, originally it's from India. Tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but
no. What I'm saying is a lot of like Russians, a lot of British people.
Yeah.
Like, they're the two countries, obviously.
Yeah. Well, like that's what we have in common, isn't it? Like in the UK and in Kazakhstan, we all like, you know, we love it. We don't just like, you know, like it to drink. We love it.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think
we
like
have
in
tea
the,
on every meal. You know.
Well, also a lot of people do drink, I guess. Like, it wasn't like so much years ago, but a lot more people like in recent years drink like more coffee.
We didn't have coffee originally. I mean, in Kazakhstan, like tea was, I don't know, it popped out firstly.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I'll go to the next question then, I guess.
Okay, let's...
Okay, does the food differ from certain regions? If there are any differences, what are they?
I wouldn't say that there's like any differences between regions in terms of Kazakh cuisine. I mean, we do all have, I would say, bishparmak. Yeah, it's like a dish. Yeah. You know, like a lot of meat, pasta, herbs, and things like that, and it's all called bishparmak. It's all boiled. Okay.
Is it like in Kazakhstan? Is it like a standard, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and if you have supper as well? Is it like a standard types of food? Like maybe for breakfast you have like something.
Are
which
you
is standard.
Asking about bishparmak specifically?
No. I'm asking right, like a normal Kazakh person, I don't know, lives with his family or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Will his food for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and supper, if you have that, will be similar to other people, or it's different from family to family?
I guess what we all Kazakh people have in common is tea, and of course we all have Borsaki, it's like in Russian, I'm trying to say, it's like balls of dough, you know, like dough is, right? Like pre-fried in boiling oil balls of dough. They're called borsaks.
It's like an analog of donuts.
Do you know what donuts is? It's like an analog of donuts, but Asian analog. Yeah. Like I'm saying about food that we all have in common, like we would eat every day on our, let's say, on our lunch or dinner.
Yeah.
As I said, there would be tea, there would be some food with meat, I guess. Yeah, we all love meat. We do eat it like every day.
Meat. No, yeah, like for the, like I was just saying, like for UK, like we always, like most people, or even like for breakfast, either have cereal, porridge, that maybe that's class, no, that's not class cereal, or we'll have like toast, with, obviously with tea or coffee or something like this.
Yeah, well, these days, I guess, well, let me just say about my diet, you know, like what do I eat every day? So every day I eat like some pasta, some rice, some, you know, like something else with meat or with chicken. But originally we're talking about Kazakh cuisine. So let's say, I don't know, 50 years ago, even 100 years ago, you know, the lunch of any average Kazakh person, it would be like, you know, as I said, borsaks, as I said, like kumis for a drink. I don't know, something like, do you know what kurt is? Kurt, it's called kurt. It's like a small salted cheese balls. Cheese balls. Yeah, there's salt and like really, you know, tasty.
Yeah.
Also, there would be, as I said, bishparmak with like lot of type of meat. There would be like meat of cow, like you know, meat of horse, like this.
And you said you drink like tea in a different like kind of way, because I remember you sent me a picture of like some sort of bowl on the thing you drink tea out of.
As I was saying, we do all love tea, so we, you know, we have drink, we have tea in like, I don't know, it's called piala. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to describe it, but it's not a cup.
Yeah, it's like a bowl.
Yeah, it's like a bowl. But it's, I don't know, smaller than bowl. Like just you just drink
tea
using bowl. Let's question.
The other thing I was gonna ask, like with like food, do you eat like, do you use a knife and fork, or do you use like your hands or something else like to eat?
Originally, Kazakh cuisine is about using your hands to eat.
Is it like one part, like only like your right or left hand, or like you can use, it doesn't matter?
Doesn't really matter, yeah.
No, because I know in some cultures, I think they can only do right or left hand, because they wipe their, you know.
Well, maybe, I'm not sure about it, but when it comes to, let's say, bishparmak, name of this dish is translated from Kazakh as five fingers.
Yeah,
because of a manner to eat the dish, you know, like we eat it with, you know, bare hands. You know, we don't use forks. I'm not saying we don't use forks these days, because these days we do all use, you know,
forks.
Spoons, like everything what, you know, the rest of the world do. But our ancestors, you know, used to do, you know, used to eat everything with.
No, Kazakhstan is not like, do you know, like in some Asian countries, like when they go to restaurants, like they eat like on like a small like table, like on the floor. Is that they obviously they don't do that in Kazakhstan, or they do?
Well, it's a good question in terms of restaurants in every like public places like this, you know, like cafe, right? It's if it's like a, I don't know, like Kazakh restaurant, let's say, they would be tables as usual, and they would be like rooms when you can sit on the floor and but eat like a Kazakh, you know.
So like, if it's like a Japanese like restaurant, it'd be different. Or some other wherever they
No. Well, right now I'm saying about specifically Kazakh restaurants when you can, you know, order bishparma or something like you know, kumis or shabat, you know, beverages. Like you cannot order them in Japanese or something, like, you know, in average restaurants. In Kazakhstan.
Right, the next question. What's your favorite Kazakh food?
Well, bishparma is my favorite because, you know, it's like a combination of herbs, meat, pasta. It is cut into small squares, you know, pasta.
Yeah.
And it's all boiled. Like, first of all, you boil the meat and there would be a soup of this meat, right? Like when you boil something, you have a soup afterwards, right? Am I saying it right? Yeah. So you like remove all the meat because it's all boiled and it's done, it's cooked. You remove all the meat and then you put the raw pasta in the soup, and you boil that pasta in the soup after the meat. You know what I'm saying? Like all the taste, all the, you know, herbs in that soup you would have in your pasta, like, you know, it would be tasteful. Like, you should just watch the video because I'm trying to do my best here to explain you know, all that. But bishparma is really, really, you know, delicious food.
So the next question: are there food festivals? If so, have you like attended any? And if so, which are your favorite? I know it's a bit of a long question.
I've never heard about Kazakh like cuisine festivals, but I'm not saying otherwise because maybe there is some festivals in like big cities, like I don't know, Almaty or Nur-Sultan, which is capital of Kazakhstan. I've never attended to any, and I've never been to.
Do you know if any of your friends or anything like this, or never?
Never. So that's like, I don't know, it's weird for me to think about it. Like festivals, because
If you were to recommend like someone who doesn't know anything about Kazakh food, to make some Kazakh food from home, preferably something that doesn't take much time, what would you recommend?
Well, almost everything in Kazakh cuisine takes time to, you know, to cook, to cook it up. But I would suggest you to cook bowersocks. Because if you do know how to cook donuts, you wouldn't have any problems with it. It's just like
deep fried.
Yeah, like you boil it, you boil the, you know, the balls of dough in the oil, and you have bowersocks, and they're pretty tasty.
And the next question, I guess, is: do you prefer Kazakh food like lunch, dinner, or do you prefer like desserts?
Well, about desserts, I know it's kind of weird, but in Kazakh cuisine we don't have any desserts, which would be originally from Kazakh, you know, people, Kazakh culture, and it doesn't mean we don't like eat something. Yeah, eat desserts. We do eat them, but they're originally from, let's say, from Russia, from any other cultures, like Italian or something.
Are there any desserts you eat that originally, like maybe from Russia or Italy, but you've adapted like into, so it's more Kazakh, or the recipes don't change at all to how they made in Russia or wherever country?
Well, it's kind of good question. because, well, maybe the first thing that pops out is Turkish delights, maybe, like sweets from you know, that's I'm not sure, but we do all like it, you know. We you know we have them with tea, you know, sweets. Also, you know, me personally, I like cakes, you know, any kind of, like, it doesn't matter.
I'll be honest, I'm not like a big Turkish delight. Well, actually, I don't really like Turkish delight if I was to, if someone to ask me.
Well, it's kind of understandable because, well, not everyone likes when it's too sweet, because I believe Turkish delights are too sweet. But when you have them with tea, and it's kind of like, you know, tea is not, well, personally, I don't have any sugar in my tea, because I've seen people that put, you know, one or two or even three spoons of sugar, you know, like, in a tea, which basically, you know, makes it like a, like some kind of a juice, because it would be too sweet. Yeah, so it's not about tea. Like, tea gotta have its own taste from herbs, from, like, you know, you know, how it's, how it is. You're like from UK.
Most people do put sugar in the tea or coffee.
Yeah, well, when it comes to coffee, it's understandable because coffee is pretty strong in it, but tea is not that strong, and you can actually, you know, enjoy the taste of the tea without using any sugar. I believe so, at least.
Well, I guess it may depend also on the type of tea you drink, but I'm not too sure.
Yeah, well, there is plenty of types of tea, but usually we just drink, I mean, me personally, I like to drink, I don't know, some usual tea, like, I don't know how it's called in English, but it's like, you know, like little balls. Yeah. I don't know how to say, like, it's not like herbs, literally. It's like, let me just say the word.
So when you drink, like, tea, do you just have Turkish delight with it? Or you have, like, in the UK, we have biscuits with them?
Well, we do have cookies, biscuits as well. It doesn't mean we have Turkish delights on an everyday basis, because they're pretty expensive. But I would like to have Turkish delights if I'm having my tea, you know, after the lunch or after the dinner.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, you know, like a good dessert for me. But if it would be, let's say, cake, I wouldn't complain. I would.
Yeah. Like, do you know, like, when you're, like, in work or something, is it common to have, like, tea during break time, this kind of stuff?
Yeah, tea. But these days, I'm kind of, I don't know, I started drinking
coffee
a lot. Yeah. Coffee a lot. I'm like, you know, I don't know, I'm feeling like I'm getting used to it. Like, there is, like, some kind of attachment to this beverage. But anyways, tea, it is, like, a good, I don't know, beverage for any coffee breaks. Like, you know, all of my colleagues drink tea.
Yeah.
I think we have biscuits, cookies. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've only drunk, like, coffee when I'm really tired. I, like, right now, I'm actually quite tired. But yeah.
Sendable. Well, like, well, these days I don't really feel the difference between, maybe, like, I, you know,
maybe you, maybe you've built up, like, an your tolerance for coffee.
Yeah, that's the worst thing that would, you know, can happen to you when you drink a lot of coffee, because you just drink it for nothing, right? You don't have any effects.
Well, it means you'll have to drink more and more and more, and then
well, about Kazakh cuisine, like, national cuisine, there's one thing that I should say before we just, you know, end the podcast. The first thing that we have in Kazakh national cuisine is a hospitality. It's not even a food, it's a hospitality. A main character, or, you know, like, character trait of Kazakh people.
It's not, you don't have, like, similar to, I believe it's, like, the Middle East or something like this, where they have to, when you invite, like, a guest, they have to stay for like 4 days or something.
Well, it's not like we're gonna, you know, I don't know, have someone for 4 days, but hospitality it is. Like, yeah, we have to offer something to a guest.
Yeah.
Like a seat at a place of honor. Yeah. We gotta serve some meal, which is commonly gotta, yeah, it's gotta be like a beshbarma.
Yeah,
nothing else. Bishparma is like the best dish that you, yes, can offer to a guest. And there would be like, yeah, drinks like kumis, yeah, or shabbat or something else like this.
Do you think it'd be different if the guest is foreign, or there's no difference whether the person's foreign?
There's no difference. It would be even any another Kazakh. It would, yeah, be my I don't know, neighbor.
Yeah,
but if he is a guest, like you are celebrating something and you actually invited them, you're gonna serve them. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're doing it for the last time.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Right. I guess that's the end of this podcast. Unless you have anything more to say about Kazakh cuisine.
Well, nothing really, because I think. Everything, right, that I wanted to. Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have another podcast next week. So I guess wherever platform you're on, leave some, yes, sort of feedback, or it doesn't matter. But I guess we'll talk to each other next week. So bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Rizwan. Bye.